And we are recording.
Woohoo!
Welcome, everyone, to the first ever episode of our podcast. It's called The Bald and the Bootiful. Not to be mistaken for beautiful, because my wife has the booty, not the beauty. Everyone's going to automatically ask how we came up with the name. Of course, for those of you who know me, know that I am bald, which my wife is not a fan of.
Nope.
She was mad as fire the first day I came home with a shaved head. And the bootiful is because she's a cowgirl and she wears boots all the time. And technically, the podcast name, The Bald and the Beautiful, was already taken. So we had to change it. But we do have to give mad props to Sydney Ray, our youngest one, because she's the one that actually came up with...
Yes, she did.
The Bootiful. Who she get her smarts from, me or you?
Me, totally.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
We'll ask around. We'll get y'all's opinion. So that's how we came up with the name, The Bald and the Bootiful. So you'll see us all tagging that on social media. Real quick, before we dive into this, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, the I've Heard Worse from Better podcast from BMT. That's the umbrella we are operating under. The sponsors are Get Dirty 360 Supply, Firehouse Construction, Bearded Mother Trucker, EA Sports Field, Tattoo Brews, Hospitality Heating and Air, Comer Distributing, and Spike's Pork Skin and Bull Peanuts. Now, I can personally say, out of these sponsors, the ones that I know I've used, Comer Distributing, even though technically I worked for the competitor back in the day, but shout out to Comer. Spike's Pork Skin and Bull Peanuts are off the chain. If you haven't had them, you got to get them. The wife yelled at me last week when the boys, when I guest on their podcast, and they said something about me eating a lot of boiled peanuts. What did you say to me?
I got mad at you. We're on a diet program, and that is not on our diet program.
But technically, I only ate like 10 boiled peanuts.
Which is not even a snack option for us.
Well, either way,
you cheated.
I lost weight.
So did I.
That's the goal. So it was okay.
If you say so, my dear.
Well, that's always what I say so, right?
I guess.
That's how we've survived. We've been married for how long?
12 years.
12 years.
Been honestly, together for 13.
So honestly, did you think we'd make it 12 years?
Nope. And a lot of other people didn't think we would either.
No. I think there was a pull on how long we would last. But it has been 12 years.
Yeah, but nobody's owned up to who won that pull.
No. And they never will.
Mm-mm.
That money got traded. Exchange hands behind the scenes. We'll never know. Kind of give you a little bit of our background. I'm from the York Rock Hill area, born and raised. My wife is from
Clover.
She's a Blue Eagle. She's a Blue Eagle. I was actually from York, so I was a York Cougar, even though technically I went to Blessed Hope, which was a private school. So I was a Blessed Hope Flame, and she was a Clover Blue Eagle. She is actually older than I am, so I married a cougar. I tell people
only
that
by
all the time.
18 months.
18 months is 18 months.
I guess that's why I'm more mature than you are.
According to who?
Everybody.
No.
Oh, whatever. Just to ask around.
No. I cut up and have a good time, but you're not more mature than I am.
Okay, continue.
Okay, you might be more educated than I am. There's a big difference in that.
Then that makes me smarter than you, so I'm the smartest one in the marriage. Yes.
Book smart or common sense?
Both.
No. Book smart, yes.
And common sense.
No. Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. All right, I'm going to bring up something we were talking about earlier. Who hit a parked truck with a side-by-side?
I did. I misjudged in the dark how much space I had between the truck and the Yukon.
But there's lights.
I misjudged.
But there's lights on the side-by-side, right? I mean, you can
only
see.
Only on the front.
What?
Only on the front.
But it's common sense.
I didn't hit the truck until I got the rear end side-by-side to the truck.
Okay, so I've never hit the truck with a side-by-side.
That doesn't have anything to do with common sense. I misjudged my space, and I hit the truck.
All right, so then technically that's not book smart if you're judging space.
Nope.
So then I got more book smarts.
No. Do you want to compare GPAs and grade point average?
I graduated high school.
With what GPA?
I was fifth in my class.
Out of six.
It doesn't matter. We don't have to tell that part.
300 people in my class.
We don't have to tell that part. I was fifth. I graduated fifth. I mean, it looked good on the college resume and college application.
Apparently, that college didn't look to see how many people were in your graduating class.
Well, it was Winthrop University. So, shout out to the Winthrop Eagles.
Hey, we have a kid that goes to Winthrop.
We do. So, we'll go a little bit into our background for those of you who don't know. Like I said, I am from York. She's from Clover. We have both been married before. This is our second marriage. We weren't married to each other before. She was married to somebody else, and I was married to somebody else. We got divorced.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, let's clear that up. You would never marry me a second time?
Probably not.
Why?
If I knew then what I know now.
Like what?
I'm kidding.
I'm a good guy.
You are a great guy. I would marry you again. I just gave you an anniversary gift last month.
Yeah.
For our wedding anniversary, yeah. That said to the man I would say yes to again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is both our second marriage. So we attempted it before. It didn't work out as planned, but we both learned from our mistakes.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm a firm believer in learning from your mistakes and doing better the second go round. I hope there's never a third go round. I was married young. Very young, in my opinion. I know there's people to get married younger than me, than myself. But I was married at like the age of 20 and then divorced right back at the age of 21. 21 and a half. Because you had to count the 1 year of separation. So my first marriage lasted about a year and a half. How long was yours?
My first marriage lasted 5 years.
Okay. So you did better than me.
I was 24 when we got married and I was 30 when we got divorced.
Okay. Now, I made a comment earlier about I married a cougar. What do you say about your first husband? Because wasn't he like 15 years older than you?
10.
So you were a gold digger.
Uh-huh.
You wanted a sugar daddy.
I did want a sugar daddy.
How'd that work out for you?
It didn't work out too great.
Well, you're here now, right?
That's right. And I have a beautiful daughter to show for it.
That's right. We are, speaking of that, we are a blended family.
We are.
You will not find many families nowadays that are not blended families. We have two daughters, Shelby and Sydney. Shelby is...
From my first marriage.
From her first marriage. She is technically my stepdaughter, but I don't like to call her that because I've been in the picture with her since she was four.
Five.
Five. Yep, my math's not very good right now.
It's all right.
That would be the book smarts kicking in.
The 1.8 GPA. Graduating fifth from your class.
Technically, when I flunked out of college at Winthrop University, I had like a .0075.
That's terrible.
It was, I think I took one final, and that was, and I was a phys ed major.
Oh, you're a college dropout.
Yeah, I was. You married a college dropout.
I sure didn't marry for money, that's for sure.
No, you married me for my looks.
Your ears.
Yep,
that's my ears. Got me.
I'm not going to say what the running joke about my ears are. But this is our second marriage. We're a blended family. We both play huge roles. We go to church.
We do. We love our church.
We love our church very much.
Shout out to Liberty Baptist Church in York, South Carolina.
This is not going to be a podcast about Christianity, religion, whatever you want to call it. This is a podcast about...
Marriage,
and how people nowadays paint this picture on social media that they have this perfect marriage. And the truth is, they don't.
Ours is by far perfect.
Not perfect.
No, not perfect.
You said by perfect.
I said by far not perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't hear the not. But anyways, and we are totally, totally opposites.
We are very opposite.
She's a cowgirl.
We have no common interest whatsoever other than our children.
In each other. About once a month.
That is true.
She's in the horses and cowgirls and rodeos, and I hope not cowboys.
No cowboys.
Okay, good. But she gets up every morning, goes out to the barn, takes care of the horses and all that. Doesn't matter the temperature. It could be, you know, 100 degrees outside. It could be 20 degrees outside. Snowing, raining, whatever. She's diehard. She gets up, she goes and does it. And then again, at night, she does it. I, on the other hand,
I was sitting back in the recliner watching TV.
Well, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, well, I put it out there for you.
What I was going to say was, I don't have anything to do with the horses. The horses don't like me, and I don't like the horses.
They don't like you, and I don't understand why.
Well, probably because I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're...
Maybe you should be a little bit nicer.
One of them about killed me one day.
She did not.
Actually, on three separate occasions. She's lucky I didn't put a bullet in her head. I probably can't. I'm not supposed to say that on here because we love animals. We have tons of animals. We have three horses and three dogs.
Mm-hmm. We're fixing to get another one.
Another what?
Animal.
What?
A donkey.
We're not getting a donkey.
We are getting a donkey.
You live with a donkey now.
I know. I'm looking right at him.
We're not. Seriously, we don't need to add another mouth to the family to feed.
We're getting a donkey.
Are you getting a raise at work?
Yes, I am, actually.
We're going to need it for all the food.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to name it?
Millie.
Who come up with that?
Me and Shelby.
What is it with y'all and naming animals that start with the letter M?
I don't know. Josh and Tabitha have a dog named Millie. We copied them.
So you want to be like Josh and Tabitha?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, have you listened to their podcast?
I do, every week.
They get a little rough, especially Tabitha. Her podcast with her partner is called Same Trailer, Different Park.
And they are phenomenal.
They are, but I will warn you, this is not a podcast you will listen to while driving down the road with your parents or your kids in the car. They can get a little raunchy. Josh and Brad do the Bearded Mother Trucker one. They're not too bad. They like to talk about trucking stories and men things and
like
stuff like that.
I like listening to them.
Yeah. So, she's into horses. I'm not, again. She outworks me, physical labor-wise. Everybody who knows us knows that. The latest project she did was the deck on the back of our house. The pool deck. That's
Daddy
right.
Daddy framed it, and I finished it.
Yep. And what did I do?
Nothing.
No, that's not true. I helped some.
10 screws, maybe.
No.
I'll give you credit for that.
No. I about had a heat stroke because I was fat and out of shape, and I was out there trying to screw down those decking boards.
And that's my fault.
Yeah, you let me get that way.
No, sir.
Well, that's why we're on a diet now,
you
right?
You got too comfortable and convenient.
And it's amazing how that happens in marriage, isn't it? People get married and we get comfortable and we're like, we just let ourselves go.
Mm-hmm. And everything else. Housework, laundry, yard work.
Well, no, I didn't do a lot of that to begin with.
We have 14 acres. It's time to get motivated.
Well, I'm trying. That's the point of losing weight. I've got more energy. I feel better. I have a lot of confidence. And I am starting to do a little more stuff around the house. I'm not taking naps all day.
I know, and it's so fantastic.
I was going to say, have you even noticed?
I have very much noticed.
Or have you had your nose in the phone watching Netflix?
I do like my Netflix, but I mean, that's a temporary addiction.
No, because when that show runs out of episodes, you're going to find another one, because this is your second show,
probably,
right?
Probably so, but it'll take me a while to find something I'm interested in.
Why don't you be interested in your husband?
I am interested in my husband, especially now that he's dropped 20 pounds.
22 to be exact.
Okay, my bad. 22.
And my cholesterol went down 50 points.
Yes, it did.
So that's
See,
a major,
you're not a walking heart attack anymore.
Well, I'm still borderline. still working on it.
I'm proud of you, babe.
But I've lost about 2 inches around my head as well.
Yes, your head shrunk. It needed to.
I needed to come out of my gut, not my head.
Your head was swollen. It needed to come down.
Well, it was my brain.
No, whatever.
That's that book smarts coming out of me.
I know. It's called ego.
I am very egotistical.
Yes, you are.
Let me take that back. I'm very confident. There's a difference between ego and confidence.
What is it you used to say back in the day? Not cocky.
But confident.
But confident.
That's right. I'm confident in things that I know I'm good at. But I'm not in things I know I'm not good at. Like building the pool deck. I was not confident in doing it by no means. So I did it for one day and then I was done.
Well, I wasn't confident in doing it either, but it had to be done and I wasn't paying somebody else to do something I could do myself.
But you do have a lot more patience than I do.
Yes, I do.
Like, I have zero patience.
Uh-huh. The meme on Facebook about the baby trying to put the straw in the cup, and she throws it in the floor because she didn't get it in the first 2 seconds. That's you.
Yeah, that is definitely me. But we are on here to basically tell people, look, we're not a perfect marriage. We're not a perfect family by no means. We do highlight our good stuff on social media and stuff like that, but we have our own demons in the closet. We fight, we argue, we yell, we say stuff, we come back, we apologize. You know, I've been trying to work on my temper a lot. That's one of the things that I've been praying for a lot at church, is to work on my temper, especially when it comes to the girls. Shelby is 17, and raising a teenager will drive you crazy.
Especially when she's indecisive about life and can't handle diversity.
That, we'll cover that later. That's a good topic. We'll cover later. But we all struggle with raising kids. You know, whether, especially with me, like, technically being the step-parent, you always used to say, you're not going to discipline Sydney Ray the same way you try to discipline Shelby. And I told you that's not true. I have tried to treat them the same. Have I not?
You've tried, but it's not always that way.
Do you think I'm easier on Sydney Ray?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, but it's the age difference. There's 6 years between them. Of course, you're going to be different with one than the other at the age that they are. Now, when Sydney Ray gets to be Shelby's age, I'm sure it'll be the same.
Well,
hopefully, we don't parent the same, so we disagree on a lot
of
stuff.
No, we don't. That's another one of the polar opposites about us. You're a lot more laid back. You had a lot more freedom growing up.
I did.
Like, your mom would let you just come and go as you please, right?
Yes, because I didn't get in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, well, I grew up a little differently. I grew up, it was just me and my dad, and then my grandmother lived back behind us down the dirt road. But they were very strict. Very strict. Like, we were joking around about my college GPA, but when I went to Winthrop, a freshman in college, I still lived at home. I had to be home by 10 p.m., even on the weekends.
Well, and I think that that's a ridiculous curfew for a college kid.
But it kept me out of trouble. Well, some trouble. I still managed to get in trouble. It could have been 1 o'clock in the day, and I could have still got in trouble.
Well,
but that's the difference between you and me. When Shelby comes to us and says she wants to go do something, I question it. Like, for example, spring break. Or grad week.
Senior week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
senior week, grad week, whatever. That was our latest challenge. Shelby wants to go to the beach for senior week with her boyfriend and some other kids. I wasn't having it. I was not happy with it. My first instinct was no. Heck no, ain't no way on God's green earth. I know what happens at the beach. And your response was?
I trust her.
Well, and we've had this conversation before. It's not that I don't trust her.
My response was, I got to go when I was her age, so she can go. She didn't even go to the beach her senior week when she graduated high school. She's in college now. It's time for her to spread her wings and fly.
Well, if she's going to spread her wings and fly, she need to move out.
Really? She can live with us until she dies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Look, at my door will always be open for my children to come home no matter what.
I realize that, but she's got to try life.
I mean, where was I living when you and I met?
You was back home with your
mama. With my mama.
Because your sugar daddy and you divorced?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't afford to be out on my own with a 5-year-old kid.
He went into the retirement home. You couldn't live with him.
He's not that old.
All right, so now that you know a little bit about us and our family atmosphere, and you see how we joke around with each other, we're going to talk about how we met. So technically, we knew each other long before we started dating.
We did.
You dated
We were acquaintances. We didn't really know each other, but we knew of each other.
I knew who you were, and you knew who I was.
Right.
I think the first time I ever met you was at the softball field.
Probably.
Yep, because you were dating, and I don't necessarily want to throw names out, but you were dating a guy that played on my softball team.
Yes, I was.
And I was actually, I don't know if me and my first wife were married then or we were dating. I don't know. I don't remember.
I think y'all were married.
Might have been.
I think y'all were married. But we were I was friends with her too, by the way.
Later. So we're going to get to that here in just a second. Yep. But at the time, you weren't.
I knew her.
Right.
No, we weren't friends.
So we had mutual acquaintances, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't see each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got divorced and I started hanging out with Josh and Biggie and Mark, and we were just running the roads, hitting the bars every weekend, drinking, partying, having a good time. That's when you and my ex-wife became good friends.
Yes.
Like, how close of good friends?
I mean, we weren't talk every day, hang out every weekend kind of friends, but we had been to a bachelorette party together and hung out a few times.
Spent night over in her house?
No.
Okay, good. Did she ever talk smack about me?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. Didn't talk about me at all?
I don't remember her ever saying anything bad about you.
Did she say anything good?
No.
Well, I didn't leave a very good impression in that marriage.
No. She didn't talk about you at all when I was around her.
So, we met one night that when we first, you know, started actually talking to each other. Where did that take place at?
At the Long Branch.
The extended limb. A.K.A. the Long Branch. For those of you here in the York County area, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You were out there with
a really good friend of mine at the time, Heidi.
Yep, yep. Heidi, unfortunately.
We actually met at your ex-wife's condo.
That night, mm-hmm. That's right. And she was supposed to come out with y'all that night, right?
She was out of town or something.
Oh, okay, okay. But y'all came out to the Long Branch.
We did.
I was out there. I don't know who. I was probably with Josh and Biggie and all of them. No, actually, because no, at the
you
time.
You were just with Josh.
Well, at the time, I was actually living with Wayne.
Mm-hmm. On Prince Lane.
God darn, you remember that?
I do.
Wow. So, anyways.
Down the street from the Varello gas station.
We ran into each other at the Long Branch. And it was one of those moments, you know, when a woman suddenly looks at you differently, and she gives you that look like, where you been?
All my life.
That's the look she gave me. That concentrated, looked me up and down with her eyes. And it, now, this was back when I was skinny and charming and good-looking, and I could dance and all that good stuff. And she had a few drinks in her, and I had a few drinks in me.
You had hair, too.
I had hair, yeah, I know. But she gave me that look. So I started talking to her. We went to the bar, and first thing I did was I got her a shot of Jaeger.
You did.
I was like, I've got to get her liquored up if I expect this to go anywhere. So we spent the night at the Long Branch dancing and talking and drinking and stuff like that. She went home a separate way. I went home a separate way. And then we just kind of started dating from there.
Mm-hmm. I met up with you the very next day at the softball field.
Yep, yep. Our first...
We went to Hibbett Sports and bought you a windbreaker because it was cold.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do women naturally have better memories than men?
Of course we do. Now the older I get, my memory goes a little bit, but...
That and your eyesight. You just recently started wearing your glasses, and I know it drives you crazy.
It does.
Sorry, I think you're kind of hot in them.
Oh, thanks.
But... we met at the Long Branch. We started dating, and we dated for approximately how long? Because I'm not going to remember that. I know 10 months.
From February to December.
And then I popped the question.
At my company Christmas party.
Company Christmas party. We were at the Marriott in downtown Charlotte. I had wine, chocolate-covered strawberries, and a ring.
In the middle of the tray of strawberries.
And she said.
Yes.
She said, I guess.
I did not.
You were like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
I had to
beautiful.
Turn from you and fan my eyes.
Yeah, my charm. It did it again.
Well, it shocked me. I had no idea.
Well,
I mean,
it kind of shocked me, too.
We had not even talked about marriage.
We hadn't, because, I mean, we hadn't dated that long.
Oh, do you remember the first time you told me you loved me?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't. I just said you have a better memory than I do. You could probably tell me the date, the actual date of our first date.
I don't remember the actual date, but I know exactly where we were, what we were doing when you said it, and I paused for like 10 minutes, and you said, okay, let's just erase that. That was the most awkward 10 minutes of my life.
Where were we? Can we talk about it on air?
Sure. We were in your room playing the piano.
We're not supposed to talk about
that. You were teaching me a new song.
We're... Okay, moving on. So, anyways, pop the question. We decided we were going to get married. It was both our second time getting married, so we didn't want to do the big wedding. So, we chose to elope.
To Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
The second most wedding marriages in all of the United States, right
marriage
behind.
Marriage license.
That's what I meant, marriage license. Yes. Sorry. Right behind Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, Las Vegas was number one. Gatlinburg was number two. I remember that. I don't know why. I can't remember other stuff, but I remember that.
Yeah, about our relationship, you can't remember. But that's okay.
Well, we're fixing to get really deep into our marriage and relationship now.
Oh, yay.
And stuff I do remember. We rented a one-bedroom cabin. It had a heart-shaped
tub
in it.
And it was actually red.
It was red. That's right. We got married in the cabin. Just me, you.
And the preacher.
And the preacher.
Cost us $99.
$99.
Mm-hmm. That was just for the preacher's expenses. That didn't include the cabin, but...
The cost of the cabin, that's right. Mm-hmm. And our first night, we didn't even consummate our marriage.
We sure didn't.
I think you were tired.
He hadn't been gone 2 minutes and you called Biggie of all people.
What? He was one of my best friends at the time. I was telling him what happened.
He was the first person you called. We didn't even call our new stepdaughter. We didn't even call her first.
But she was like five. She wouldn't have known.
Yes, she would have. She was upset. She wasn't invited.
Well, it was part of eloping. Nobody was.
Nope.
But we saved money. But speaking of money.
We didn't save no money.
By eloping, we did.
We did save money, but we couldn't even pay for our dinner.
That's leading up to what I'm talking about. Probably one of my most embarrassing moments of my life. And anybody that knows me knows I don't get embarrassed. Like, it's hard to embarrass me because I'm crazy. I'll do anything. We go out to eat that night. First night out as a married couple. And we go to the Alamo Steakhouse.
And you order the biggest steak on the menu.
Yep. And I ate the entire thing.
You sure
I think
did.
I ate that. I ate the baked potato.
And the rest of my steak.
And finished off your steak. All right. The Alamo is no longer there because it burnt down in the fires a couple years ago. I remember watching that on social media. And I was like, oh, that was our first date or our first dinner as husband and wife.
Couple.
Yep. And it was gone. But here's the part that really got embarrassing. So, you got to remember, I just come off, 10 years, 8 years, whatever, of partying hard, and I didn't
save. Being a bachelor.
Being a bachelor. I did not save any money whatsoever. None. Mm-mm. So, when we got married, I don't even think I had more than probably $20 in my savings account. Honestly. We got married. We were at Alamo Steakhouse eating. We finished our meal. The waitress brings us.
The check.
The bill, the check. I slide my debit card over. She disappears. She comes back a few minutes later and says,
sorry, sir, but your card was declined.
And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, insufficient funds. Now, how would you feel if your first night out as a married couple and your card gets declined for insufficient funds? I mean, what was your first thought? Because mine was complete embarrassment.
I was embarrassed. That just married a man with no money.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, okay, now she's realizing she's marrying a screw-up.
Mm-hmm. I had made a big mistake.
But you didn't automatically file for a divorce or annulment.
It was just dinner, honey. I paid for it. We left.
She paid for dinner with her money. It was probably the most embarrassing honest to goodness, most embarrassing part of my life ever. But thankfully, she didn't give up on me.
Nope.
She is actually now, but just for the record, she's the one that handles all the bills at the house.
Mm-hmm.
She balances the checkbook. Yes, she still uses the checkbook. I don't. I just have a debit card, and every time I swipe it, it's like she gets a notification. She'll call me. Why'd you just buy at Wendy's? What did you just buy here?
I get a notification. I just check it daily to make sure that we're staying on budget.
Well, either ways, I knew my role. My role was not going to be to control the finances because obviously I wasn't very good at it. Yep. That was our elope time for our marriage. We talked about the card getting declined. And then also, like I said, when we got back to the cabin, we didn't consummate our marriage. We just went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me so much crap the next day and that night. But I had the meat sweats because I ate so much meat.
That you couldn't pay for.
I thought I was going to have to wash the dishes after eating 80 ounces of prime rib. But again, thankfully, she didn't give up on me.
Nope.
Here we are 12 years later.
Mm-hmm. As of February 8th.
February the 8th. And as far as I know, I've never had a card decline ever since then.
Nope.
So you're doing great at managing our finances.
Oh, yeah. I brought your credit score up like 250 points.
No, you brought it up more than that because I even had a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And now my credit score is higher than yours.
It is, which sucks.
But you're good at it.
But so it's only a few points.
Well, maybe you should do that on the side.
No.
Hmm.
I like what I'm doing now. Thank you.
And what do you do now?
I do erosion control.
So it's right up your alley because you get to go outside and go to job sites and get muddy and everything.
Yep. My office is my truck. I am no longer sitting behind a computer.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Start over.
My truck is my
office. No. It's not my. It's not my.
Our truck
that's
is
right.
my office.
That's right. So that's something that you got to remember in marriage. What's yours is mine and what's mine is yours, right? It's ours.
It is ours.
Because you get on me all the time because I'll say my truck, my car. And you're like, no, it's ours.
I just say that because both our names are on it.
Well, I guess I could have got it in just my name since I got the higher credit score.
Nope.
I don't know. We'll see.
There was a reason why I had to co-sign. I don't remember why.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But here we are 12 years later. We have two beautiful kids, mm-hmm. Shelby and Sydney. Sydney Ray, as we call her.
Sibug.
And my wife just started her new job, thanks to Tabitha. She got her a job with her.
She did.
And I am a sales rep, and I'm not going to mention a company name, but I do home security systems. I've been with them for 5 years now. I was a former truck driver, as you heard on the podcast with Brad and Josh on the I've Heard Worse from Better. I did that for like 16 years total, and then I went into sales, and my lovely wife supported me the entire time. It was a leap of faith.
For real.
So, that's our background. That's going to be about it for our first podcast. Hopefully, you've learned some stuff about us that you didn't know before. Our goal here is to be entertaining, make people laugh, and show people that we're not perfect. By no means. Well, I'm pretty close.
Oh, whatever.
You married me.
I'm more perfect than you are.
We'll have to ask about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our topic of conversation for today. Hopefully, we didn't mess up too bad. Keep in mind, it is our very first podcast. We're going to get better. I don't think it can get any worse than this.
No, it can't get any worse.
Hopefully, you'll start talking more.
I talked a lot.
Oh, you didn't.
A little nervous, but I'll get over that.
Yeah. Just look at me and talk to me and make fun of me like you do when we're at home.
I do that.
But that's all we got for today, guys. We'll come back to you next week and have some more interesting topics to talk about. Hit us up on social media. We will be releasing the social media page. It's going to be called The Bald and the Beautiful Podcast. It'll be on Facebook and on Instagram.
Because you are the social media expert in this relationship.
Well, yeah, but I think we're going to leave that up to Tabitha and them to do as well because she's smarter at computers than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got to get like a whole website and all that stuff. But again, we do operate under the I've Heard Worse from Better podcast. So check out all their podcasts with the Bearded Mother Trucker, same trailer, different park. And then Brandon and Biggie, I think, are going to put one out. And they're going to do one on politics, I think. I don't know what it's going to be called, though. You want to be a guest on it?
I might. What do you know about politics?
You don't know politics.
I know more than you do.
Who's our president?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Who's our vice president?
Mike Pence. I had to think about that for a second. He's the guy in the background. Nobody ever cares about the vice president unless the president goes away.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, that's all we got for today, guys. Stay safe out there. Show each other love. And remember, we're not perfect and neither are you. We'll see you next week. Have a good week.
Bye, guys.